So, okay, there we go. If anybody wasn't hearing us streaming-wise, apologies. Just a little bit of a mix-up there with the computers, but we're all ready and good to go now, and welcome back to the morning show. Hope everybody's having a good one out there. So I was just mentioning to Melissa, as we're getting into these what road trip snacks we should have and everything, I just had a bit of a life and death experience.
Oh, my.
I forgot to, I have a new tattoo, and I forgot to put stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go do that, but I was trying to hurry.
Okay.
So I've got my leg on my, my foot on my desk, and I'm putting the lotion on. But as I'm doing that, I'm also see something else on my desk I'm trying to reach for to grab to save time. And I about flipped over. I just about flipped over and landed on my neck. Like I,
that would have been bad.
I just about took myself out. Just because I was trying to hurry and just trying to make save a little bit of time.
It's those errors in baseball, you know, those things that you can fix yourself that you just don't complicate your life.
Right, exactly. Take your time, everybody. Take your time this morning. It's not, I just can't imagine that's the way I go out. And at my funeral, all my friends, did you hear the way James died? Klutz fell on his head.
It's better than getting hit by a piano.
I suppose. Which I've always thought would be the way I'd go. Acme. Just basically like the Roadrunner.
Yes.
You know, something like that. Or Coyote, I should say.
Yes, Coyote.
So, Melissa, I liked your snack choice.
Chex Mix. Chex Mix and a soda.
Yeah. The top road trip snacks are chips, chocolate, cookies, nuts or seeds, candy, fruit, and granola bars. I am a sucker for granola bars.
Yeah, I like good ones.
Yeah.
There are some that definitely aren't as, you know, up to par.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder if the ones I eat are.
No, I mean ones that taste good.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the health part of it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's that too. But I like sometimes I like the crispy ones that come like two in a package. I don't know if those are like something Valley, Hidden Valley. I don't know. No, that's,
yeah, they're Hidden
that's
Valley.
Ranch.
Oh, okay.
That's a ranch dressing.
Oh, it is. There is a Valley one, though.
Yeah.
It's a green. Yeah, yeah. There's,
something
I know,
like that.
That's the one I like.
The problem with those is that they're so messy.
Yeah.
Especially in a car.
Oh, yeah.
You get out, and there's like this avalanche of dried oat that falls off of you.
You have a whole other granola bar there by the time you're done. There's so much debris. You could like put it together, like, oh, I got a little extra one here. I go. Here are a few more road trip stats. Our favorite things about a road trip are the snacks, the conversations, and the stops along the way.
Mm.
The average person says that ideally, they'd like to stop for more snacks every 3 hours or so.
Ha ha. Our listeners are the best. Mm. Nature's Valley.
Nature Valley. That's it. Thank
Nature's
you.
Nature's Valley. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. what I like about this too is the idea that I think we've all heard this and all feel it. It's about the journey, not the destination.
True.
And here we have a little bit of stats to kind of add to that and everything. 44% think it's unacceptable to say no eating in the car on a road trip. Close to 2/3 of those people say it, say if that was the case, they just wouldn't go.
Yeah. 'Cause what fun is that?
Yeah. You can clean your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And you obviously don't have kids.
Yes, obviously. Yeah, very clear. The number one road trip rule that must be enforced is everyone has to use the bathroom before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yep.
Melissa's for last comment about kids, though, and see how well that works.
And also, you should be willing to stop for bathroom
breaks. Yeah. Other popular rules include you must wear deodorant, but no cologne or perfume.
Yeah,
especially right
if
that.
You're with people that you're not normally riding in a car with.
The person riding shotgun has to help navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the driver should be in charge of the radio. Yes. Now, I do think that it's a good driver that can give up control of the radio
a little bit. Well, because that is a bit of a distraction when you're driving.
Mm-hmm. 38% of us would rather drive somewhere than fly. 35% said flying is best. 18% think trains are the best option.
I think it depends on how far you're going.
Yeah.
Trains are fun.
I love traveling in
trains. Train ride is fun. It's a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're with a lot more people.
Yeah.
But you have a little bit of room to, like, you know, walk around. You can walk through the cars. It's awkward sometimes, but you can.
There's something so, like, working on a typewriter to me, though, about it. Something, like, old school, romantic, kind of cool about being on. I just have always enjoyed. The top road trips Americans want to go on are a cross-country trip, a drive up and down the East or West Coast, a trip around the Great Lakes, and a road trip through the South.
I would do any of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Sign me up.
Like, I'm off air around 11. Let's go. Let's do it. Where?
I'm surprised they didn't mention RVs in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well.
Because that's the ultimate road trip.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how many people have seen that story in California about what's going on with RVs, though. But there are, it last reported what I saw in the article, 1,100-some people or 11,000 people or something like that living in RVs. And it's become a new thing there where people are. The housing situation has gotten to the point where it is cheaper to live that way than it is to rent an apartment or something, especially in a state like California, where, I mean, even just talking about the rent just cost us money. Like, you know, we're not even living there and stuff.
Well, I could see that. And now they're running into problems with not being able to insure their property.
Right.
Because of what's happening with wildfires and droughts. And I mean, so it's a different time.
I'm a fan of California. I don't want to come across as anything other than I'm a fan of all 50 states, but I love California. I enjoyed my time out there. It's insane to try to get anything done, like to try to put a shed on your property, like the amount of loopholes and different things you've got to do and all this different stuff, like the bureaucracy. We need some bureaucracy. There's a reason to have government. There's a reason to have these things.
You got
to
have laws and rules
Yeah. Anybody want to go back to the Middle Ages or anything like that? Not
no,
me.
No, thank you.
The Wild West? No, I don't think so. But there is a point where it's just too much. It's way, way too much. And that's how it is out there. I like all of these ideas. I'm with you. I would like to do all those. But I'm more importantly, I want to hear from you. What do you want to do out there? Let us know. 424-2600. Which of these trips sound good? Is there a rule for you traveling wise? What's your favorite snack traveling?
Or is there a favorite road trip you've taken?
Yeah, yeah.
Recommendations for us?
Well, we're always looking to take recommendations, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to just share with us one that you've recently taken or one of your favorite trips.
Yeah, 424-2600.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a 715 area code.
Mm-hmm. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
It's my birthday.
Okay. It's time to do some celebrating. It's Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club time, everybody. Let's do some celebrating. And let's talk about our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And send us your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Info at WFHR.com. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message our Facebook page as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, and boom, just like that, we'll get your requests and everything.
There we are.
We will take a look at our list right now. We just have the one name on here. So we get to wish a very, very happy birthday to Kathy Wintz.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day, Kathy. Hope it's a great one. And thank you to whoever got us Kathy's name. We appreciate you guys doing that. We will take a look at some celebrity names now. DeAndre Hopkins is 31, former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver, just became a free agent. Still got some juice left in him, a little bit of a fight in him and everything, I think, at that position. He's going to add to a team somewhere. Uncle Cracker is 49.
Uncle Cracker's 49?
Man, that kind of threw a little bit of a blast from the past there for the late 90s, early aughts, something like that. I don't know. He was like Follow Me and Drift Away. He had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
He had a couple of hits.
I just thought his name was weird.
Yes, me too. The great Paul Giamatti is 56 right now. 56. Incredible actor. Very good actor. Private Parts, Sideways, Cinderella Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Straight Outta Compton. He's on Billions. Great actor.
Oh yeah,
very very good.
I enjoy his performances.
He's he's recently been doing some commercial work and everything, and it's one of those things that I tell people. It's like, it doesn't matter who you are, like, as an actor. If there's you got to collect paychecks where you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gone are the days of you never see John Wayne selling Coca-Cola or something like that. Like, if John Wayne was around right now, John Wayne would be selling vacuums. He would be selling Coca-Cola. It's that kind of world as it is for acting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take the gigs where you can get them.
Oh yeah, he was even in Downton Abbey.
That's right. That's right. He was. I forgot about that. Let's see here. Jason Isaacs is 60, Captain Lorca on Star Trek Discovery, Malfoy's dad on the Harry Potter movies, and the villain in The Patriot.
Hmm.
One of the better guitarists any of us are ever going to hear, Steve Vai, is 63 today. Classically trained rock guitarist who's worked with Whitesnake, Frank Zappa, Johnny Rotten, Ozzy Osbourne. Steve Vai, also one of his big breaks came with David Lee Roth. I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had a double neck guitar that he would play. That I always, he was the first, I know there's plenty of guitarists that played him beforehand, but he was the first guitarist I remember seeing in a music video playing one of those.
Okay.
And just being blown away. Like, how's he doing that? How's he playing two necks of a guitar at the same time and all that? Incredible guitar player. Colin Quinn is 64. Former Saturday Night Live cast member and the host of Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. I loved that show. I'm a big fan of Colin Quinn, his stand-up. He's been around a long time doing it. But Tough Crowd was really where kind of like a lot of the Bill Maher stuff eventually. You know, Bill Maher was actually doing Politically Incorrect before Tough Crowd. Tough Crowd was a little bit more of a comedian's kind of version of Politically Incorrect from back in the day.
Okay.
Where you had, but they would talk about stuff and share information and like no holds barred. And nobody getting canceled or anything like that. Like, just people talking freely without insulting each other.
Mm.
Without having to bring the other person down or tear somebody else down. You notice right away how a person, like, where their heart's at, where their mind's at, how much it's about them and how much it's about what they're saying.
Yeah.
They have to tear other people down. Or what I love, the person who has no accountability. Those people walking around out there that they've never done anything wrong in their life. You've never heard them own anything. Like, that's a little bit of a, miss me with that.
Yeah.
I have no interest in hanging out with that kind of person. I really enjoyed what Colin Quinn did with that show where it was just people, you know, they just happened to be funny people. Jimmy Jam is 64. He's produced all of Janet Jackson's hits, almost all of them. He's also collaborated with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Prince, so many. Jimmy Jam. Wow. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis really ran producing back then. They were the upper echelon. Let's see here. Bjorn Borg is 67. Swedish stallion who was just a Wimbledon king.
Oh.
Won Wimbledon 5 times in a row. From 76 to 1980, Borg dominated tennis. he retired at the age of 26.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not the greatest career off, you know, the court.
I mean, yeah, because if you want to.
Mm. But he has had an interesting career in life. Sandra Bernhardt is 68. A lot of people know her as Nancy on Roseanne. I always thought she was a great stand-up comedian, great character actor. And a happy birthday to her. Happy 68 to her.
Wow.
A happy 76th birthday to Freddy Krueger.
Really?
Robert Englund is 76.
Wow.
I think that we know now because they did a remake of Freddy, and a great, 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 great character actor, Jackie Early Haley, played the new Freddy.
Oh.
And it bombed horribly.
Really?
And it's not a shot at Jackie. Jackie Earle is a great character actor. He was great in The Watchmen, great in other work too. But Robert Englund did something with that character that you don't see very often. He made the bad guy charming. He made the Freddie was funny. Like, I don't know about most people out there if they were freaked out by those movies or scared. I laughed. I thought Freddie was funny. I didn't think he was haha funny, but just sort of like it.
Nervous laughter.
Maybe a little of that. Maybe, but it didn't really. He didn't scare me as a kid.
Okay.
I was waiting for the one liners. I was always waiting for the pun or something like that.
Mm.
Like, and he being able to work act through the makeup mm-hmm. like Robert Englund can.
He had more of a character than just the scary guy.
Yeah, he had a wink and a smile, a little bit of that stuff and everything. Things that you didn't see with a lot of horror characters mm-hmm. before that he did. He put a personality, made them a little bit lighter and all that. It is always intimidating when the villain, when the killer isn't taking this seriously. Like that really, that sets the audience off. And mm-hmm. he was able to do that. That's why those movies were as good as they were or lasted as long as they did. And they did literally, let me look, 95 Nightmare on Elm Street movies they did. I'm kidding, but they did a lot
Seems
of them.
Seems like it.
Yeah, they did a lot of them because Robert Englund, because he was that good at it. And he's done some other great work too, but that is certainly his claim to fame. And some people no longer with us, like Levi Stubbs, born in this day in 1936, passed away in 2008, the lead singer of the Four Tops.
Ooh.
I Can't Help Myself. It's the same old song. Reach Out, I'll Be There. Levi also was also the voice of Audrey 2, the man-eating plant in the 86 movie classic Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, Seymour.
Yes.
Gotta love that movie. Favorite part is Bill Murray. Bill Murray in the dentist chair. It gets me every single time. There's just something about that scene with Steve Martin and Bill Murray that I don't know. There's something about it. It's really good.
I've never actually seen that movie in its entirety. And the reason is because I caught like a little bit of it as a kid and it scared me so bad.
Ooh.
And it's not that I think I'd be scared of it now. Obviously, I wouldn't. Yeah. But it just, the draw to watch it was never there.
Yeah, I get it. We are going to take a quick break, get to Melissa's news and sort of, and no, that's not your news, is it? No.
We'll see if it plays right.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go ahead and give it a shot here.
It might be yesterday's news.
Yeah. Just to let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit here and everything. Obviously we've had some scheduling changes around mm-hmm. here, which means our logs, our computers are a little different. So we're kind of getting some things in a row here, ducks in a row and all
working
that.
Working through the bumps.
Yeah. Yeah. But we appreciate you out there being so cool about it and working with us on all this. Thank you to the best listeners in radio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Melissa, we got the top things people think they're good at, but they ain't good at. They are not good at.
Right.
We're going to break that news to them coming up.
Probably me too.
oh, same here. Oh, definitely me. Happy birthday to Kathy Wentz. One more time. Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy. Go get your free pie at Misty's.
Yeah, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good start to your day. Melissa and James here with you. A little bit of a Beck for everybody to get us going here. Really interesting arc to Beck's career that I did not see coming.
Yeah.
He has got some soul to him. And one of his last albums, he worked with Pharrell. You know, Mr. Happy and all that and stuff. Like, never saw Beck and Pharrell working together, but they sound great together. They work really well together. Melissa and I are going to get into a fun one right now. We'd love to hear from all of you out there, 424-2600. We got a couple of poll questions and questions for the audience going on out there. It's Dairy Month. We want your favorite dairy products, your favorite dairy items.
Favorite place to go shopping for dairy locally.
Yes. Great one. That's a good one to add. We are, of course, also looking for road trips. We want to know your dream road trip destination or a favorite road trip, road trip snacks.
Recommendations for road trips.
Road trip. And let's get into this, too. What are some of the things that we think we're good at, but we really are not good at? What's something a lot of people think that they are good at, but aren't? Someone polled people online, and here are the top 10 answers. Melissa, I think we started number 1 or number 10 here. What
10.
Do you think?
10.
Okay, sounds good. Number 10, communicating.
We could all be better.
I'm very good at... I wanted to cut you off. I'm sorry. I just wanted to cut you off.
I almost told you to shut up. We're so good at it.
Yes. We're great communicators.
Yep. I know where it's good.
Yes. There are plenty of us, I think. One of the things that I just taking a quick glance at this list, some of these things on the bottom, I would say that almost all of these are things that it wouldn't hurt to try to be better at.
Yes.
You could be a 10 at this, and it never doesn't hurt to try to work better at it.
Right. Well, and communication is one of those things that you have to do constantly, yes. And you have to, at least I have to try to constantly improve at, because I feel like I don't feel like I'm good at it.
I think that I like to think that I've always been a good listener, and I've tried to be, at least that's what I hear. Genuinely speaking, I would say that radio has made me a good listener. Helped me to be a good listener. That and being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like by far and away, those are the two
follow up questions. So to have those, you have to listen.
Yeah, yeah. My interviewing style is very basic, starting the interview, going into the interview. I do my homework. I have some research and this stuff. But what I find is over the years of doing it is the best way to do it is the organic questions to come up off of their answer.
Right. And to be able to do those, you have to be listening.
What was that?
Your forecast for locally grown radio, WMHR.
All right, that is not good. Why is our weather playing right now? This is why you don't have two people working on a system at once. This is, So we said communicating. How about looking cool? Everybody, nod your head. Looking cool. We all think we do this, but how many of us are actually pulling it off?
Not very many.
No.
The people who don't think they look cool are the ones who do.
That's pretty much what I was going to say. Yes. Worded much better.
Didn't mean to take the words out of your mouth.
No, you worded it cooler. you worded it cooler. Yeah, no, that was good. Cool is a state of mind, if it ever was. If there is ever anything that is a state of mind, being cool is a state of mind.
And, you know, I kind of think it stems from being centered and relaxed. You know, that's a big part of just looking cool to other people, because you're centered, you're relaxed, you're in control of what's going on. It's hard to do that sometimes.
It can be difficult. How about giving good advice?
I don't know. Every time I think that I maybe gave good advice, it hasn't ever worked out that way.
I don't know. So especially as a teacher, There's plenty of students running around out there. I don't know how my advice went.
You never got the follow-up?
I never got the follow-up story to that one. So, yeah, here's hoping. Fingers crossed. I really hope it went well. I think here's another one, too, that I'm thinking with this. Good intentions.
Yes. And that's the important thing to remember with advice. And the older I get, the less inclined I am to give advice. Unless it's specifically asked. If somebody specifically asks me for my opinion or my advice, then I'll try. But sometimes you just it's like, oh, is this going to cause more harm than good? Like, I don't know.
As a little kid, you know, my dad in and out of jail and those things, and he's not around all the time and stuff. So I'm trying to be there for my mom and try to talk to her and be her sounding board in a lot of ways, along with trying to make her laugh and stuff. And at a really young age, I remember her. I don't remember what it was or anything like that, but I was trying to solve her problem.
Mm.
And I remember her looking down at me and telling me, Jimmy, I just want you to listen.
Well, that's the eternal issue with men.
Well, I learned that moment right there going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a you're problem solvers and you want to solve the problem. But sometimes the problem is you just need to listen.
Yes. and it goes right back to the communicating part we were talking about before. Number 7, being honest. That's an interesting one. That's interesting.
People think they're good at being honest, but they're not.
Yeah.
Maybe honest with yourself.
Thank you. That's where I wanted to go with it. Yes. I don't know if we have an issue. Like, we are or we aren't honest with other people.
Yeah.
That's pretty black and white. Mm-hmm. You can look at all little gray areas or white lies or any of these things. No, black and white, it's a lie or it isn't.
Mm.
But to ourselves, I think that's where things get really murky.
Yeah. Because
we're too
hard
on ourselves.
Well, it's a lot harder to be honest with yourself than it is with other people, I think.
Yeah, I agree. A lot. Like, a lot. I am very guilty of this. I have no problem encouraging and building somebody else up.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tear myself to shreds if one... I can give a perfect show. I mess up one little thing, that is the thing that I'm going to be focusing on. That is going to, we beat ourselves up, and I'm not alone.
Focus on the negatives about ourselves.
You out there aren't that different. Some of us are worse than others and everything, but we all tend to be our own worst enemy, and we are not being honest with ourselves. You look a lot better than you think you do. Mm-hmm. You sounded a lot better in that meeting than you thought you did. Yeah. I think the being honest part to ourselves, I thought that was really insightful on your part. I agree with you. Parenting. Ouch.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know who especially that's guilty of that one? The parent that cannot wait to give you advice on parenting. The backseat parenter.
Ooh.
The that one. That I again this goes back to something Melissa was saying before. If I'm being asked advice about parenting, completely different story.
Mm-hmm.
That you go ahead and carte blanche. You go ahead and give your feedback. But if nobody's asking for your feedback, not with this one.
Mm-mm. Well, and I don't have a, piece to play in this game because I'm not a parent.
I like that piece to play in the game. I like that a lot.
But I think that, parents are also human and we're all imperfect. And the parents that can admit, okay, there may be some things that I did that my child's going to need to go to therapy for.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably more accurate than the ones who think they're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a big ask to raise another human.
Yes, yes,
it's a lot of responsibility.
And it takes a village. It takes others. And that means others being there and being supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are asked for feedback, you can give your feedback. But otherwise, keep your thoughts to yourself. Singing. Well, this one I'm very confident that I am not great at. I have no issue with this one. But I know people who think they're great at singing and art. I wouldn't say that God, this is ages ago, the person that I'm thinking of, but she couldn't believe that she didn't have a record deal kind of like confidence in her singing. And again, I'm not a singer, but I know a handful of things about singing. And one of them is I know I did not like the sounds coming out of her. I did not understand where she got it. Who told her that she was a good singer to get her to the point where she's in our classes and everything. And she's, it was bad. I wasn't teaching at the time. I was a student at the time.
Yeah, there's definitely some people who are overconfident in that area. But you run into it most often at about, midnight at a karaoke bar.
Yes, yes.
And there have been a few too many liquid courage beverages. Yes. And then they think they're amazing. And nobody's good when they're drunk. Nobody.
You're so right. I love that moment in karaoke when they introduce the person and then they tell you the name of the song. And you're like, oh, okay, this person thinks they're good. Like, they think that they could pull off Whitney Houston. They think they can pull off.
That's what I was going to say.
That's always fun, especially at 1 a.m. or something like that. Like, okay, even if you're a good singer, your voice is probably not there at 1 a.m. in the bar. Like,
after how many brewskis?
Right. Yeah. I just want to take a moment and everything and let the audience know this because I don't get this opportunity very often. I may be the greatest at being humble ever. I may be the most humble human being in human history.
You almost made me snort my coffee.
It's one of my favorite old jokes, though. I'm great at being humble. Being humble is number 4 on this list.
Wow.
It seems like one of those ones that we could always use a little work on.
Well, I'm of two minds with this one because there's this big push, and there has been recently, at least in my experience, to be, take more pride in what you do and more pride in yourself and be proud of yourself and self-advocate. And that kind of conflicts with being humble in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely if you do it right, but that's a fine line to walk where you're humble, but you're confident.
I'm so with you on this. And I still right now struggle with this. I get an agent as an actor, Cal, and Cal and Aaron and every agent I've ever had are very, you know, you have to use social media. It's free advertising. Get your face out there. Get your name out there. We want selfies. We want posts and this and that. And that's not my thing. Mm. I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't mind taking a picture for you and sending it to you, Melissa, but I don't like, you know, everybody in the world, like that kind of thing. It just gets awkward for me and I feel weird and I overthink and get in my head and stuff. But it's part of the game. So I do it and I put myself out there. The only reason I ever got to that point was a phrase, humble hustle. Mm. For me, that's what it comes down to. Do I feel egotistical and silly putting pictures of myself on social media, just my face and stuff? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how most people don't. like the people on my Facebook page don't know what I look like already. Like, you know, like anybody needs to see my mug any more than anybody already does. But this is the game. This is part of what you do as a performer, as a creative. You got to get yourself out there. You got to be free. So,
yeah. So you got to self-advocate.
It's a hustle. Mm-hmm. So to me, I try to look at it as a humble hustle. I try to find a balance in that where I'm not just posting pictures every 5 minutes of myself with my shirt off or something like that. Like I'm more so using it, working within the industry and trying to use the industry, trying to use social media to help myself in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Staying out of drama is also on this list.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be difficult. I usually try to avoid drama that's not on a stage, but sometimes you get caught up in it, and it's hard to avoid.
Very well said, yeah. And so this is interesting. At number 10 was communicating. At number 1 was being a good listener.
Well, they both made the list.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of honorable mentions I just want to get in before we go to break. Telling jokes. Sex.
Ooh, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, that's oof. That would hit a lot of people right away. That not only hit a lot of people right away, there was a lot of people that are like, wait a minute, is that me? flirting. Yeah, I wholeheartedly admit I am one of the worst at flirting in human history. Easily. I own that one. And their job. Eesh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's rough.
Ouch.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will come right back with more fun for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Got a couple of minutes left to get to the top of the hour here. Got a interesting one to get into. We were talking snacks earlier, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Cheez-Its, I think, are a great snack.
Yeah, I like Cheez-Its. I shouldn't eat them, but they're so delicious.
I was wondering. Okay, yeah. Interesting. They're that good. That's how good they are. That even though you shouldn't, you're going to eat them.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if they're a great snack in the car. They make a little bit of a mess, but so do everything else.
I mean, they're better than Cheetos.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as, like, stuff on your fingers.
Yeah. Quick question to the audience, 424-2600. Is that one of the best parts of eating chips, the debris on your fingers and licking them afterwards?
Depends on the chip.
Yeah, like Doritos is one I think of right away.
Yeah, and Cheetos are probably the top two.
I get through like a half a bag of Doritos and feel like I had like a full Dorito on my fingertips. If you're hiking through Joshua Tree in Southern California, you're lucky. That's not where the article's going. I just that's just my opinion on that one. I've always wanted
We're jealous of you.
Yes, yes. I've always wanted to do that. So if you are hiking through the, anywhere, and you're craving something cheesy, this might be your ticket, especially if you are in Southern California. For some reason, Cheez-It has opened a pop-up gas station in the area. But instead of pumping gas, the pumps will spray bags of Cheez-Its through your car window for free.
What?
They're calling it Cheez-It Stop.
Okay, bags of it though, because you said that, and I'm imagining like the actual crackers blowing in your window, landing on your lap.
That's like. What I was hoping. I was actually, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. I was like a little disappointed when they say when the bags part came up because I love the idea.
I missed that in my brain. I was picturing the crackers.
I was all excited for this, and now I'm kind of, it's still kind of cool, but oh, it'd be a lot funner if it was just the just shooting the actual chips at you.
For like comedic visual, yes, but actual in your car crackers?
Yeah, I
prefer the bags.
It's only open now through Sunday, so Melissa, we got to get in the car and leave right after the show.
Okay.
There's also merch for sale, which is being described as absurdly cheesy mementos and nostalgic Cheez-It Stop collectibles.
Their commercials are great.
There is a handful of companies that have always been pretty darn good at advertising.
Yeah.
And she's a company.
They nail it.
Yeah, they really do.
Them and Wendy's.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Agree with you on that one, too. Cheez-Its. And of course, there are boxes of Cheez-Its, including special flavors that aren't in stores. That's a smart move.
Mm, yeah.
If you're in the area, the pop-up is at 61943 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. I didn't have to give you that address, but I kind of had to because my mom was born in 29 Palms.
Oh.
So any little chance to throw that out there and make her smile, I'm going to take it. I mean, you know, if you can make your mother smile, do it, everybody.
Right.
It's a 128-mile drive from L.A., 168 miles from San Diego, or an easy 40 miles from Palm Springs Airport. I'm going to try to show Melissa a little bit of this real quick here.
Oh, they actually have video of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, drive up to the pop-up.
Don't know how well you can see it. Oh, it's like a little... Oh, that's cool. So did you see what she did there with the pop with the gas?
Oh, it's like a gas station.
Yeah,
almost.
It's just like a regular like a little gas station, but it's all free. Everything there. Like I think some of the boxes you have to buy, but you can kick out bags of the chips for free.
That's cool.
And this kid, the lady that did the Instagram video had like 90 bags on her. TJ Lee. Nice video, okay. TJ. Nice video. That's a fun video. So
oh, that's fun.
See if you can see it a little better here. I'm looking for the gas pump part. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. See. It's a big gas pump, and you just pick it up and stick it in your car window.
All you got to do is put your container near it. It looks like it's all stationed.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So you don't have to even mess around with the hose or anything like that.
That's cool.
I'll tell you this. I would like the smell of this a lot more than getting gasoline on my hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's take a call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. Let's talk about Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust. Yes.
I'm the person who will eat Cheetos with chopsticks because absolutely not.
Really? Really?
That
you're that adamant about not getting the dust on your fingers.
Listen here, fella. Cheetos, popcorn, Doritos. I really don't care. I'm eating that with chopsticks. It's not getting on my fingers. It absolutely flips me out. No.
Have you found that you've gotten even better with chopsticks now because of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet.
More practice.
Yeah.
I actually did that with puff corn the other day because
nice.
I didn't want it on my fingers.
Nice.
It is a great way to eat that kind of snack and not get it on your fingers.
Mm. Laura, appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, no problem.
Talk soon. Bye. We got to go to commercial. We got to go to the top of the hour here, and we'll come back and have some more fun in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.